Karima Brown on 702.
It's coming up for 20 to 9, and this is, of course, the Karima Brown Show, and you are listening to 702. Now, last week, we introduced our weekly feature with Economic Development Minister Ibrahim Patel, where we look at five interesting facts that you need to know about the South African economy. The minister had quite an insightful chat with Gershwell Brooks. Thank you, Gershwell, for standing in for me. And of course, from last week's discussion, we now know that Gauteng is the largest, the sixth largest economy in Africa, and that South Africa is the world's second largest citrus exporter. Many of you, of course, didn't know that. In fact, one in 10 citrus fruits are exported everywhere in the world was grown here in South Africa. And last night, for those of you who were part of our conversation, we found out that the recent research survey showed us that many people didn't know which sphere of government they needed to go to when they had access to problems with access to services. So people didn't know whether housing was a municipal matter, whether water was a provincial matter, what was a national matter. So it's important for us to actually get some insight into our country so that we can obviously make informed choices. So I'm very excited this evening to talk about our second installment on our feature about what you didn't know about the South African economy. And in order for us to get started, let me introduce you to the Minister of Economic Development, Minister Ibrahim Patel. Minister, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Karima, and good evening to all the 702 listeners.
Thank you so much for saying that, because, of course, we love the listeners to engage with us, and we want to do that again this evening. So let me give out the number as we converse with you about some interesting issues in our economy that we might not have known about. The number to call is 011-883-0702. Let me repeat it, 011-883-0702. And you can, of course, also SMS me on 31702. And you can WhatsApp me on 072-702-1702. Now, tonight we're talking about the fact that one of the things that we didn't know about the South African economy is that it is the largest car manufacturer on the African continent. Minister, How does this happen? Many people say Nigeria is, you know, growing faster than us. Data is cheaper in Rwanda than it is here in South Africa. There's the explosion in East Africa of the IT sector, and we're not competitive enough. We have too many strikes. How does it get to us being the largest car manufacturer on the African continent?
Karima, it's a very interesting story. But before perhaps starting with that story, I should say that President Ramaphosa this morning tweeted about the car industry.
Yes, I saw that tweet.
Yes, many 702 listeners now probably know,
yes,
that we produced about 3 million cars in the last 5 years. But did you know, Karima, that if all of these cars drove bumper to bumper from Cape Town right through to Cairo, the entire road, every meter of it, will be filled in one unbroken line.
That makes quite.
Guess what?
That makes we'll quite a visual.
100,000 cars left.
Yes.
At the end of that,
it's incredible. Now, of course, there has been a lot of uncertainty with things like Brexit and what will happen with our agreements and so on. How many people does the manufacturing sector, the car manufacturing sector, actually employ in South Africa currently?
It employs more than 100,000 workers, a significant number of them in car assembly, so the people who put the various parts together, but a bigger number in the making of the components that goes into each car.
Mm.
Here's another interesting fact. Catalytic converters, which is really a device that fits onto an exhaust pipe. It's an emission control. It reduces toxic gases and pollutants and so on. South Africa is actually a significant manufacturer of catalytic converters, and we've got about 12% of the world's catalytic converter production capacity here.
I must say, I'm quite astounded at that. I just want to stop so that people can take in those figures. I mean, you're saying that the amount of catalytic conductors that are being produced here What is the scale of it in terms of the world scale? And the reason why I'm asking this, Minister, is we often asked about, you know, the fourth industrial revolution, are we ready and so on. But it seems as if we've got these hidden gems in the economy that we just don't know about.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. And so we do 12%, so it's 12 out of every 100 catalytic converters produced in the world comes from South Africa. But we also export the bulk of them. We export, we're the biggest exporter to Germany. And when you think of Germany, Germany is a very, very significant car-making economy. And one important component that Germany uses for assembling their cars is made here locally. Can I emphasize that in addition to the jobs impact, which is, of course, really, really important, there's also the question of earning foreign exchange.
Yes.
And so the car-making sector, cars we sell as well as the components, generate about 164 billion rand in foreign exchange for South Africa. And we use that. So we get dollars and euros and the renminbi from China and so on, and we buy things with that money. So South Africa is not a significant oil producer. We do some oil via Sasol, but we have to buy most of our oil, our petrol, for cars and for all sorts of things. We buy machinery. We buy cell phones and computers and I guess even radio transmission equipment that 702 uses. And so you need dollars for that. Mm. And so when we sell cars to the rest of the world, we earn dollars.
In order to
get
that.
And we use those dollars. Exactly.
Now, you mentioned the Chinese currency as well. And what is obviously very interesting, and I'd like you to just talk about it, because I didn't realize that, you know, the bike, which is the Beijing Auto Industrial Corporation, opened their first manufacturing facility in Kuka in July last year during BRICS. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what is going on there? I mean, what is so significant about this, you know, bike project, and what kind of monies have been put in here, and how is it going to impact on our economy?
So, Karima, the bike project is significant because if you think about it, if you go into a shop or you go into many places where you buy things, you'll see the ubiquitous Made in China label.
Yes, yes.
And so some years back in 2010, there was a state visit by South Africa to China. And we pressed on the Chinese government that South Africa can't simply be a market for goods made in China. They have to invest in South Africa and help us to create jobs here and build our own manufacturing sector. So BAIC then decided that they were going to do an investment in South Africa, and they built the first new light car-making plant in about 45 years. And it's in near to Nelson Mandela Bay in the Kuka Industrial Development Zone. And the IDC, by the way, our own IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation, is a co-partner in that project. You wanted to know the numbers?
Yeah.
It's taken about 4.3 billion rand in investment to date. And that first car, which we for listeners who know the car story, it's called a semi-knockdown, meaning it's part-assembled. When that project is fully complete, we think the investment total would be over 11 billion rand.
Wow.
But there are workers working there now. There's things happening at the bike plant. And in fact, Gautengers, I guess most of your listeners would be from Gauteng. I should say to listeners, Gauteng is also quite a significant car-making part of the South African economy.
That is something we never really think about, 702 Landers, that we are actually involved in it. I mean, I know about the Roslyn, you know, plant, but what else is going on here, Minister?
So Roslyn has BMW and Nissan, of course, and we also have in Gauteng the Ford motor company, and in Springs, incidentally, Gauteng now assembles minibus taxis from a company called BAW. And I would say when the president tweeted this morning that we make about 3 million cars every 5 years in South Africa, here's something that 702 Land listeners would love to know. Rounding up a little bit, Gauteng produces about 1 million of those 3 million cars. So Gauteng is actually a significant contributor to car making in South Africa.
Minister, those numbers in the manufacturing sector is really, really interesting, particularly if we talk also about the economic heartland. But it's not just in the car sector, of course, that there's interesting stuff about South Africa that we don't know. Now, in the last couple of years, South African films have been doing really well overseas. But we have become destination of choice for many movie makers. Tell us about that, and how does that impact on our economy?
If I had to ask you a question, what connects Mad Max, the movie, with Maze Runner, with Tomb Raider, and with The Avengers? The answer would be they're all made in South Africa.
The Avengers was not made in South Africa, Minister. You can't say that.
The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Are you serious?
In Joburg, Karima. And by the way, you know, it's the eighth highest grossing film of all time. I think it's generated.
No, I know. I'm an Avengers fan, so I feel a little bit ignorant this evening, I must say. So they were all made here. What do we offer movie makers? Why is it attractive for them to come here?
Well, there's so much happening in South Africa. We've got fresh location. If you think about it, movies want to show something new, something different. Mm. We've got a great infrastructure. It's our people. We have a studio, a major studio in Cape Town. We've got a studio now in Joburg at the top of the Carlton, by the way, where the old parking lot used to be. That's
yes.
Now a film studio. And we've got film producers, we've got all sorts of things. Think about the jobs that's created in movie making. It would be costume makers, carpenters, food suppliers, extras. We've got a vibrant population. I mean, our people are can-doers, so movie makers look for that.
Absolutely.
And of course, it's not just the international movies. I should say, Tsotsi was one of our Academy Award-winning movies, was of course shot here. As well, Long Walk to Freedom. I mean, that was really quite significant. And District 9.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. District 9 was my son's favorite. I mean, he's into that kind of films. Minister, we've also got our own version of Uber. Now, I must tell you, when I saw this, I was a little bit skeptic. I'm like, how come I don't know about it? I use Uber, for example. So if I want to be proudly South African, what is it that I should be using?
You should be using a company called Hailer. That's H-A-I-L-E-R. Why? Because it's developed, it's a technology developed by a team of local data engineers led by a guy called Melvin Nkomo. Very interesting character. He's a lecturer at Saul Plaatje University in Kimberley, and he was one of South Africa's, that's one of our two new universities. Now, he did his education all over the world, and he's built this platform. It's, let's call it the South African Uber. And here's the thing. If you download his app onto your phone, and it's not available on iOS yet, it's available on the Android system,
right?
Then every time you take a ride on in one of the cars, all of that money stays in South Africa. If you use Uber, as many 702 listeners do, it's a good service, but a portion of that money go off to the United States. And so you can just download Hailer on www.hailer.co.za. And that's what we need to do. We need to build, take our technologies and create opportunities here in South Africa. Of course, what every listener wants to know is, will I be able to get a car? Will I be able to travel from the city center in Joburg?
Yeah, how reliable is the service?
That sort of thing. So he's got about 1,000 users already on his platform and more than 200 drivers. And it's only when we support him that he's going to grow and he's going to be able to expand significantly. Why not give him a try?
Well, and I think that is a challenge. That's a lovely challenge for 702 Landers. Check out Haler, www.haler. And of course, you can give us your feedback on what you think it was. We want to be proudly South African. In fact, our 702 walk is about being proudly South African. We want to, of course, keep the jobs here. We want to keep the money here. We want to keep the investment here. So do give us a call if you've ever used Haler and tell me what your experience is. The number is 011-883-0702. Minister, we've got to rush. We're almost running out of time. I have two more interesting things that I have seen in terms of what is interesting about our economy. It appears as if we produce the largest ever crop of soybean in 2018. Where would soybean be even grown in South Africa?
One of the big places it's grown is in Mpumalanga. A number of the northern provinces would have farms producing soybeans. And here's an interesting thing. We produced about just over 1.5 million tons of soybeans. So let me give you and the listeners an idea of it. If you take all the people in Gauteng and KZN and you put them on one massive scale and you could weigh all of them together, that's the weight of the soybeans that we've produced. And KZN and Gauteng, of course, are the two biggest provinces in the country. And we use soybeans for all sorts of things. Animal feeds, chickens love the stuff. For oils, it's done fermented soy sauce that you use when you eat your sushi or something. And for biofuels. And South Africa's got these farms, we've got these crushing plants, and we're even exporting some of the oil, the soya oils.
Yes.
So we process it locally. So if you want an example of beneficiation,
there's a value chain.
Excellent example. There we are.
Absolutely. Minister, that's where we leave it. That's where we all we have time for tonight. We look forward to our next session about interesting things. I must say, Hale is the one that does it for me this evening. And of course, the fact that the Avengers were shot in South Africa. Minister Ibrahim Patel, Minister for Economic Development, thank you so very much for your time.